issued by the ACLU today relative to racial profiling, in which their assertions would have you believe that this department is engaged in that practice. We do not. We have not. And I disagree strongly with their findings, their interpretation. We have exhaustively looked at this issue. The consent decree monitor has spent a fortune looking at this. What we effectively have is two social scientists disagreeing with each other, looking at the same information. There's nothing new about that. This issue around the country, nobody can understand how to analyze all this information that's been developed. So the ACLU has issued the latest in a long line of reports by a lot of so-called specialists. And again, Commissioner Pacheco, who met with the ACLU this afternoon, will speak to that from a commission perspective. But as chief of police, this department does not engage in racial profiling, has not. We have significant safeguards built in to protect against that. This commission has been incredibly active in putting in additional safeguards. Nobody investigates allegations of race or bias or racial profiling more aggressively than this department, this commission, and this inspector general than we do. This is a national issue. If somebody figures out a way to interpret that data, we'll be first in line to basically use the formula. But unfortunately for the ACLU, they have not basically figured out how to do it yet. So a lot of their assertions, a lot of their findings, I'm sorry, they contribute nothing to the discussion. And that's my perspective as I look at it, and I'll be looking at it more thoroughly.